And welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Michael Letts, who is a former police officer. He's also a minister. And, sir, I'm really enjoying our dialogue. I'll say this to you before we go to the phone lines. You know, the majority of the people in this nation don't own guns. And a majority does not support the kinds of gun laws that have been passed in Congress and protected by because of lobbyists and the NRA. The majority of us don't believe in those things. And so the majority of the American people don't own guns. But I just have never been able to understand why, in this instance, the majority is being taken advantage of by the minority.
Well, I think one of the things, Earl, that I would ask you to consider is I do believe the vast majority of Americans do respect life. And let me use an illustration. If you came upon a stream or a river, a child fell in, and a child was drowning, you would immediately seek to rescue that child because you believe in the sanctity and the value of life. The same premise, if somebody is trying to destroy your life or to harm you, I have a moral obligation to intervene and to try to help save your life. And I believe the vast majority of Americans believe that.
I would say the vast majority of Americans. Let me put it this way before we go to the phone lines. If I'm in a restaurant and with my wife and some guy comes in to rob the restaurant, I don't want a hero, you know, with a concealed carry or an open carry, stepping in and acting as if he's law enforcement. That the majority of us don't want that because that endangers our lives. You know, the citizen is not law enforcement. No one should know that better than you, sir.
Well, you know that, but I also know the fact, Darrell, in the particular situation you're using. Now, let's just play that out. If you come in and just rob the bank or rob the restaurant and you don't harm anyone, then that is a law enforcement issue for that person's actions on robbing that person. But the fact of the matter is when you are drawing a weapon and pointing it at people, the fact of the matter is there is a good 50% chance or better you will use it. And I do have an obligation then to defend you, even if I'm not law enforcement.
Okay, so let's use it. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, Tom from L.A. Tom, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Oh, good morning. First off, we the people are the government ultimately, and we must never forget that. And, sir, I am a pro-life Christian. That's what I am, and I do believe that the Republican Party is the pro-death party. But I wanted to ask you three questions, if Earl allow me to
go,
ask.
Go ahead, Tom.
Number one, is there an issue that you have with the like we said, gun safety versus gun control? Is it the control?
They're two very different issues. Yes, sir, and they're two very different connotations. I do not believe that everyone should own a gun who doesn't know how to use it and is not properly trained. You should have the ability, you should understand and abide by gun safety. That is a very different issue than abiding by gun control, prohibiting you from the right to defend your life and the lives of others that are so precious and valued to you.
So you would agree that if we, instead of said gun control, we actually said gun safety laws, that would actually bring you aboard more with gun safety?
I think the majority of Americans would agree that, I'm going to take Earl's position. You don't want somebody out there with a weapon who has no idea whether you shoot from the rear or from the front or from the behind or how to load it or how to unload it. That's a recipe for disaster. I believe every American would be supportive of making sure there's gun safety.
No, thank you, because I think, honestly, what, for the most part, you know, beyond banning weapons of war on our streets, there is not a Democrat, as an example, that wants to take someone's weapons away if they want to go hunting or, you know, anything like that. They just, we just don't really want weapons of war on the street. My next question is, I'm a person, like I said, that's pro-life. I don't believe in capital punishment. I don't believe in, millions of Americans dying of COVID. I don't believe in all of these different things. And I don't want to carry a gun. I really don't. I think I'd be pretty dangerous. But you said that you'd like to have it where for 3 months or whatever, everyone could open carry. So
yeah, the right to open carry.
Right, that's kind of infringing upon my rights, is it not?
Well, no, let me tell you how I didn't quite finish defining. When I said the right to carry, you mean you have the right to be trained in safety and how to carry that firearm and to be able to carry it should you so desire. Yes, that's the full.
Okay, so not just anybody can just go and get a gun and carry it out in the open, is what you're saying. You're saying that there's gun safety training behind it.
Correct. And I think, again, every American, I mean, I'm talking from my experience in law enforcement, I'd like to have people who are armed that could defend me and can back me up in case I get into a tough situation. But I don't want somebody that doesn't know what they're doing with a firearm to pull it and end up shooting me.
But so again,
well,
that, but hold on, Tom, hang on a second. So, but again, sir, that is your opinion. There are many other law enforcement who will contradict what you just said.
There are some, but I would also caution you that the majority of the polls are somewhat slanted. The vast majority, and I represent law enforcement all across the country, very few do not support the citizens not having the ability to back them up because we've seen it save lives so many times.
So, sir, I grew up in Wisconsin, a small town of 2,000 people, and we went to gun safety class. We didn't go to gun control class. So I agree with you upon the messaging of the
wording
on
that. Yeah, they used to teach that in the public
school system. I'm sorry?
They used to teach gun safety in the public schools 50, 60, 70 years ago.
And unfortunately, because of some defunding that's gone on in the public school system and moving everything more to the charter schools and private schools for for-profit schools, a lot of that stuff has gone away because they've taken money away from the public schools. Wouldn't you agree?
I think it's a matter of prioritizing. I mean, I've served in government for 32 years on council. Put it this way, I'll make a very blanket statement that I think everyone can agree with. We always find a way to fund what we want to fund.
Yeah, and the other question I would have is that, I want to follow in the footsteps of Christ. And I remember when Christ actually was being taken by the soldiers, taken away, and one of his soldiers drew his sword and took off the ear of the other person, and Jesus put the ear back on and said, put away your sword. Do you remember that?
Very well. Preached it quite often.
Okay. Because, well, the thing is I don't understand is that you say that you're a Christian. I mean, I would say that you're more of a Calvinist or a Biblican. But a Christian means walking in the footsteps of Christ. It means acting as Christ acted, not just I believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and he has set me free. It's actually done by the deeds that we do, is it not?
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. He can respond on the other side. Sam, I think we're going to a break, right? All right. Okay. So here's can you hang on a minute, Mr. Letts?
Sure.
Well, thank you. Got to go to a break. You'll be able to respond, Tom, on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
Till you use me up, and till you use me up. Talking about you, useless people. It all depends on what you do. It ain't too bad the way you use me, 'cause I sure am using you to do the things you do.
I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. A series of mass shootings has lawmakers in Washington working on a gun bill. The House Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing today on a bill that would raise the age limit for buying a semi-automatic centerfire rifle from 18 to 21. But AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani says any House action on guns will be mostly symbolic.
It's aimed at putting representatives on the record about gun control before this year's elections. Republicans are nearly unanimously against it, and any House legislation would have to get through.